Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday moons, we hand them out every Monday here on Bet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We get everybody involved here as well on the show, handing out to the moons, even Gertch. Gertch is the last one, and he's always the most exciting, no matter what. Monday moons, we hand them out. Sometimes we have to dig for certain kinds of moons that we didn't know existed, but we are positive in this segment. We are cheery. Sam, where are you going? Give out some props. Moons.
First moon is the blue moon, which I will give to the Buffalo Bills. I know several people have said that the Bills season is over, even though they were 4-2, tied for first in the AFC East. Like, all right, I guess if you have a Bills bet, you might as well burn it. Whatever. They did what they needed to do, and I saw what I needed to see. 40-9, you were a 7-point favorite. The market was a little bit low on you, and you came out and you whooped ass. You held the Panthers to 240 yards. They only had 3 field goals in the game. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. When the chips are stacked against you, you're supposed to bounce back. And they did that. I thought they were very, very powerful yesterday, and I liked what I saw. I don't think the season's over. I do think actually they gave up a touchdown and then they missed the PAT. So Panthers did get a touchdown at the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter, but whatever. I mean, it was 40-3. Buffalo pounded them. And I'll tell you what, the narratives are going to change when the Bills beat the Chiefs on Sunday. We're going to hear a different tune about those Buffalo bets. I'm telling you right now, you know where I'm going to bet. You know what I'm going to do on Sunday. I'm going to have the Bills, especially if you're giving me a point or a pick'em game. Remember, when these two played in Buffalo last year, Buffalo was a 2.5-point favorite. I remember because I teased Kansas City to 8.5, and Josh Allen ripped my soul out on that play at the end of the game. They won by 9. I'll never forget that. That was one of the worst beats I've had in teasers. It's like, oh, I'll take the Chiefs. I'll take the 2.5 to 8.5, and then Allen, I'm going to run this in. I'm not going to slide either, Sammy P. Not going to slide. I'm going to ruin your bet. So I give blue moon to the Bills. Full moon, I have admitted multiple times on the show that I was wrong about Drake May. I don't know that I was wrong. I wasn't sure if he was good. Oh, I was definitely incorrect. He just keeps doing it. And people keep saying, well, let's see him do it against a good team or a good defense. Check. He's done it against the Browns defense now. One of the best in the league. So I just continue to be impressed. And his ability to make adjustments inside games is spectacular. He's got that factor, that it factor, where when things are going sideways, he's still good enough to make these plays and make these pinpoint throws down the field with incredible accuracy. He's a fun player. And I know the radio guys here in Boston just love having this. There was a guy this morning who said, Brady couldn't even make these throws in year 2. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. I mean, Brady didn't have to. Brady had a really good defense. I'm not making the comp, but I turned it on this morning just to hear what they were talking about. Brady didn't make those throws. He didn't make those throws in year 2. Maybe not. I don't remember. I didn't follow. I didn't watch. I was like 12 years old. I'll take their word for it, though. And then number three is the cold moon. I give the cold moon to myself because rather than rake all the leaves that fell on Saturday, I told myself, nah, I'll do it Monday. It's 47 degrees. I get the cold moon because I will be raking leaves in the cold.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. On the Bills front, you said when they win, when they beat the Chiefs. We heard it a lot. There are people on this network saying that betting on the Bills to win the Super Bowl is a waste of money. Do you think the Bills will be added as a sixth or seventh team to Super Bowl lists after they win?
No, I don't think you can do that after
hold out
proclaiming
hope.
That you've already won it. Yeah, I mean, when you say the Chiefs are winning it, I don't think you can change it.
You can't flip to the Bills if they lose in the regular season?
I guess you could.
You can't take both the Chiefs and Bills. Yeah, you've got to pick one at least between those two. Okay.
I have said time and time again, I will not be changing my pick. You will never hear me this season say the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl.
You're at least going to be in a – like, there's no doubt. There's probably not going to be a reason unless Josh Allen were to go down for you to change your pick because they're going to be in the mix and they're probably going to be in the final four, right? It's probably going to be the two of those teams in the very end. All right. Interesting. Man, you're right about Drake May. Good call there. I didn't even put him on my list because now he's been so good that I'm just used to it. I'm used to these great performances. We'll see if he has another one coming everybody's way. Quarter moon. Handing out a quarter moon because this performance happened in a loss. But man, Myles Garrett was a monster yesterday. The dude had five sacks and nobody even noticed. This is living in the backfield. But the Patriots and Drake May were so good that didn't even come to matter in the second half of that game. But I want to give him a little bit of credit. The dude is still busting ass. You know, there was this idea that he won't care and what he said about the contract negotiation. Once he gets paid, that he's not going to give a damn. He still gives a damn. That guy is out there fighting. Five sacks on the day. I haven't even looked. I'm sure he's going to be your favorite for a defensive player of the year when you have a five sack day like that. But I'm going to give a quarter moon to one Myles Garrett. Here's a half moon. I don't think this guy's name has been mentioned today. C.J. Stroud, under the radar, an excellent performance yesterday. He has no offensive line. He did not take a sack. He did not have his number one receiver in Nico Collins. He didn't have his number two guy in Christian Kirk. And his offense still puts up 475 yards. A guy that's been ragged on ever since his rookie campaign, I think C.J. Stroud should get some credit, especially after having a comfortable win over San Francisco yesterday. C.J. Stroud gets a half moon. So we got Garrett. Well, he sort of helped out Jordan Love. I guess they didn't talk pregame. They were watching every step that each one of them took throughout the game, and it wasn't even close. Jordan Love ran laps around Aaron Rodgers last night. What an incredible performance in a big spot, Sunday night football on the road. Many people like me expecting the Steelers to somehow find a way and win that game. They're up 16-7. 16-7, Jordan Love and Kraft say, oh, that's cute. Watch this. And they run away with the ball game. Ends up being a no-doubter. So Hunter Moon, for all the Packers fans, even Horvy, out there for one, Jordan Love. Those are my three. Paul Aspen, where are you going with your Monday moons?
So I will start with the New York Jets and a green moon to the Jets, who I just thought, you know, I just wanted them to get inside the 6.5. And once they, there we go. That's some nice AI generated images for you guys. once they got the 2-point conversion in, I was just hoping for them to get inside the number, but Justin Fields, the Jets, Aaron Glenn, they get a win. So they will not be going 0-17. Second moon, orange moon to the Bears and the room and still not covering the 6.5. All the Bears tears.
Sad bear. Look at the sad bear on YouTube.
Oh, that's my favorite. That was the best.
Yeah.
I wish I would have sent my moons in early now. Damn. I wish I would have sent mine in. We would have had, damn it.
We got some time left to work on those future weeks. So, I mean, look, in contests, we've been on, I'm sure a couple of us have been on the wrong side of the free square play in contests so many times. So I actually just stuck with the Ravens -6.5 in contest. Like I bet money line when it came crashing down on the news that Lamar was out, there was like a boost at BetMGM to get it to like +102. I think the true price was -130 when the news first came out. But like in contest, I actually went the other way and I was like, I've been on the free square with like a Kyler Murray injury and the line moves 6 points and they still, you know, don't get inside the number. So moon to the room. And the Bears and the last moon. I mean, this is more of a case of the Mondays. Ocean moon. God, man, the Dolphins. It was, of course, they're going to kill me with a couple survivor entries, killing the Falcons, trusting the Falcons. And like, what? And Joe, I don't know about you. All right, Michael Penix is out. I was like, all right, Kirk Cousins, we're okay. Dan Aspen and I are going back and forth. All right, yeah, we're still okay with this. Put it in Saturday morning. Oh. Sunday morning, Drake London's out. I'm like, oh no. Oh man, it's just a little piece at a time. And Dan also being a Dolphins fan just knew they were going to kill him. So
really
ocean moon. Yeah.
If you were in a pool where you could have edited the selection, would you've done it?
The two pools I could edit Sunday morning. I did. I actually had predetermined not to just to split it up, but I would have, yeah, I went Chiefs, which how does that possibly lose tonight? And Colts. So two bullets left pending tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very good. Man, I think next week's going to be easier. Paul, I don't know for Survivor if you looked 2 weeks from now. So that would be week 10. So week 9, we talked about three double-digit favorites. None of them have been used very much. Week 10 is the week, man. That's the bloody week. It's like there's good luck. Good luck figuring it out. I don't even know where you would go. Right now, if you look at week 10, the biggest favorite is the Bills, and they're on the road in a divisional matchup at Miami. Denver, Jets. Most people already used them. They've got Vegas. Like, there's not a lot of places to go.
Jets, Browns. Pick a side.
Bears, Revolver. Giants is going to be a game that people land on.
Sure.
For Survivor
Saints,
Live.
Panthers. What? Oh,
it's a tough
man.
Week. It's week 10. Week 10. Enjoy week 9 because I think it's going to be fairly easy. Week 10 is going to be the week that's very tough for a lot of people. No moon for Gurch. No positivity in his world. Indiana won by too much.
They won by 50.
That would be red moon. The moon out to the Hoosiers. No, doesn't want to give it out. Because
they should definitely get a moon for winning 56-6. That would justified. That's the definition of moon. You blasted that team to the moon. I was also thinking during the intro, this could be a segment here, Paul. If we have Gracie on near the 18th hole, wink, wink, to predict our futures. What do you think about that?
Oh, no.
I mean, can we find out what she's going to say? I mean, do we want to find out what she's going to say?
I'm scared. First?
Yeah, right. I don't know if I want to know. Like, that's.
I love the idea. I'm just scared what she's going to say.
She's like, I see a rope. And they go, oh, no, I'm more missing. Yeah. Nope. Sorry, Gracie. We're done. We're done here.
Cutting it off. Yep.
Yep.
What was his name? Brooks? You're kind of like Brooks. Oh, no. Shawshank.
Oh, God. Great idea, though.
I love the idea,
In theory, yeah.
I would be scared to go. There she is. Gracie Moon.
Gracie Moon.
She just tells me... I see a long unemployment stint for you, right? Like, oh, thank you.
Don't. Just don't. Man.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
I'm down. I mean, why not? Why not? Don't be scared.
What if it's something really bad? Jail.
But then isn't it? It's like, oh, I can change this. It's like, but then you like to avoid it. You probably actually just self-fulfill the prophecy of whatever it is she says. It's a tricky spot to be in.
Yeah.
Like a bus ride.
<What's>
with, I don't know. Hey,
the bus.
Is that Jake? Is Jake picking you up on
not
the way to the office?
Gracie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Jake working today? I don't even know. Doesn't matter.
TBT.
Who is? All right. We've got World Series game number 3. Saturday, pretty easy. Turn on that game. You saw it right away. Dodgers won that comfortably. It's a 1-1 series, so Dodgers back to your $2 favorite. We'll talk about tonight's game. Got a $2 money line. The matchup, what to do with some of these futures. That's next. Joe O, Sammy P, also The Room. What is The Room doing for Monday Night Football? Keep it here on BetSlice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.